Hey Rock Movers, it's Karen, and I'm so glad that you've tuned in. This season, season number two, the 22 version, we have a few different guests lined up for you because we're letting the boys play. That's right, season two of the Rock Movers includes a few rock movie men that are helping us move rocks too. So stay tuned. We've got some great episodes coming, including this one right now. All right, Rock Movers, I am, again, it's Friday. So excited to share another rock moving, amazing woman with you. And today we have Dr. Christy Matusiak. She is a driven chiropractic physician. Practicing in Wilmette, Illinois. So she's coming to Texas all the way via Zoom from Illinois. We're so excited to have her. She spent over the last decade helping often overcome, I wanna make sure I do this right because it's so amazing, overcome autoimmune conditions, digestive issues, hormonal imbalances, musculoskeletal pain, chronic inflammation, and much more. She and I have had conversations, and she has such an insight and such an intuitive nature about how to help the whole person. And for women that are facing some health challenges, I really want you to tune in today because I think you're going to just absolutely love connecting with Christy Matusiak. And Christy, welcome to the Rock Movers. You have amazing on your bio. I know you're writing a book, and there's so much more to you than just that lovely table behind you. But let's just jump right in and welcome. And please just say hello to my rock moving community.
Right. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is a pleasure. And yes, chatting with you before, it was an amazing experience. I'm so excited to be here today. So yes, hello to the rock moving community. I'm happy to be here and can't wait to share some insights with you.
Thank you. So I know that you have a lot of things that you do, but I want to know, in such a crazy environment and the world today, what are you doing these days to help yourself move some rocks out of the way?
So Karen, it's really interesting that you asked that question. So I actually had an experience a few weeks ago. I was actually interviewing for another podcast opportunity. Yeah. And the woman that I was speaking with, before we even had a chance to talk, she asked me this question via email that was, what's your biggest struggle in life? And that kind of took me aback. And I'm not really one that is used to being very vulnerable publicly.
Yeah, and it's hard.
It's very hard. And I mean, when I'm one-on-one with a patient and I'm working with somebody, I will absolutely always draw on my own personal stories and my own background to help support them no matter what they're going through. Mm-hmm. But publicly, like on a podcast or on a YouTube video or something, that's a whole different ballgame for me. And so one of my biggest rocks right now is really being real with that and admitting to you, admitting to your community, admitting to everyone that I'm not perfect. I don't have it all together. And that's a challenge sometimes.
And even though we know nobody expects us to be perfect, for a reason, I know I do it too, we expect perfection from ourselves.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that.
I expect perfection from myself, even though nobody else expects it from me. I don't expect it from my patients or anyone else I ever meet. So I don't know why I would expect it from myself. It's not logical. But emotions aren't logical, and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great way to look at it, is emotions are what, you know, drives that expectation. We don't want to let, as women traditionally, we don't want to let anybody down. And so we want to be our best selves. We don't want to show our flaws or show the areas where we struggle. But I love and appreciate that you're willing to do that, because I think that's where I got to know you better. And the connection, the person that introduced us is Jen Zahari, and she is just amazing and so transparent and so real. And that was one of the things that I know she loved about you too, was how you could relate and say, yeah, these are the areas where I also struggled, or these are the areas that I'm really working on. And that's where I know people are going to connect to you today.
Yeah, Jen is actually one of the main people that's helped me start to work through that. Because like you said, she is so real, so authentic, and so, and her presence is so beautiful in that sense that she's really taught and paved the way for me to start to do this myself. So big shout out to Jen for helping me through that.
That's right. Good morning, Jen. I know she's going to watch this episode. So thank you. Thank you for connecting Christy and I, and for just being such an amazing example of strength and courage that we can follow. So today we're going to jump into our strength, and we're going to channel our Zen, Jen Zahari Zen, I will call it.
I love that.
She's going to be going, oh my God. So thank you for sharing that that's a rock that you're moving daily, because I know I can relate to that. So I know other women will as well. But next, I really want to jump into the meat of what you're doing today to move rocks for other people, especially women.
Yeah, absolutely. So one other thing I'll add is, so years ago, my husband and I have been married for 15 years. And I want to say it was about 15, 14 years ago, at least, that we came to this conclusion that I don't do well, or I shouldn't say that exactly. One of my challenges is always looking at my goals, looking at the destinations, right? And so he wrote me a note card that till this day is still sitting on my dresser, that we all need to enjoy the journey a bit more. And I read that every day that I wake up. And that's just a big thing, because I know, at least for myself, and I'm sure other women out there, we all get wrapped up on where we think we should be or what our ultimate goals are. And we don't appreciate the process of who we're becoming on the way getting there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So yeah, you're speaking right at me, because yes, it's always about that next goal. It's always about what is the next thing that I'm working on, and the focus of the being there rather than here in the process.
Right. Exactly.
So the doing rather than the being.
Yeah. I mean, and then as far as other things are concerned, like everything that I will tell other people, mm-hmm. as far as how I'm going to help move rocks for others, I'm pretty much doing in my own life. And so, I mean, we can get into all these details if you have these specific questions, but you know, I'm a doctor. I focus on chiropractic medicine. I'm a holistic healer. I do so much of these things on a regular basis to help support my patients, but there's not a single thing I tell patients to do that I don't do myself. So I tell patients to exercise. I exercise with a trainer 4 times a week. I eat really, really clean. I tell people to, you know, make sure they're eating protein and vegetables and not a whole lot of the other junk and refined products. I meditate on a regular basis. I work on affirmations. We do visualizations. I have a vision board in my office. Like all these things that are going to support us on our journey, so to speak, I do in my own life. And that's the kind of thing that I, you know, it's not just like, so many people think chiropractors, we move bones, we adjust people. And I do that 100%. I do it all day long. But I wouldn't be being authentic to myself if I just adjusted those people and then sent them away and said, okay, see you tomorrow, see you the next day, and wasn't making a greater impact in their life. Because that's my ultimate passion.
Yeah, that's so good. And that's why I wanted you to come on here, because it's those things that you do in between the regular appointments that truly make the greatest impact. So yes, you may have solved their initial bone or muscle, you know, pain, but if we're not solving the other issues, the whole person, then the heart pain's still there, and the, you know, the soul pain is still there, and right. that we may get healthier even. But if we're not feeling healthy emotionally, we're still kind of sick. And so I think, and today we'll use me an example if we want. I'll throw myself under the bus and be transparent.
I'll throw myself under there too. It's okay.
Okay. Well, you know, my rock moving community, I really want to be totally transparent and real, because I think it's in our brokenness that we find relatable beauties. And it's like, okay, if Karen's struggling with that, maybe one person out there will say, you know, if she's struggling with this, I can face and acknowledge that I'm struggling with it, and maybe I can work on it too. And maybe, you know, if she's overcome that, maybe I can too. And so that's my hope, that through my coaching and through this podcast, people hear a voice that's echoing the thoughts that they're having inside and the conversations that they're having with themselves, of this voice that's saying you're not good enough and you can't do this. And they're hearing, yes, you are good enough. You're good enough exactly where you are and who you are today. And you're dang sure good enough to work on being better tomorrow and healthier tomorrow. So let's talk a little bit about like some of the conversations we've had. So I know a lot of my rock moving community is going to relate to you and I, because they kind of look like you and I. Maybe they're, you know, between your age and mine, or a little younger, a little older, but they're dealing with some health issues. Maybe they have some, they're struggling with weight, they're struggling with losing some muscle mass, or just things don't feel the way they used to. I think that's probably the thing I noticed first before I noticed the other stuff, was things just don't feel the same. My head's not thinking the same, and I don't remember things as quickly. So tell me a little bit, or share with our listeners what you do in cases like that, like the process that you and I kind of talked about and went through. Because it's, not only is it super helpful, but it, to me, it's interesting how you take the whole body and the things that you asked me. I think it's so helpful. Sure.
Absolutely. So whenever a patient comes into my office, what I essentially do is we go through what anyone would expect in any kind of medical facility, is we take a history. Right. And so somebody comes in, just like you said, and they say, you know, I'm having trouble losing weight, or I just don't feel like myself, or, you know, I'm starting to have some PMS symptoms or menopausal symptoms. What can we do about these things? So someone comes in with a complaint, a health condition that they want to get over. So I get all the details about that complaint, when it started, anything that makes it better or worse, all those basics. And then we take it a little bit of a step further. Tell me about your exercise. Tell me about your diet on a regular basis. Tell me about any medications or supplements you might take. And then we go another step further. What do you do for a living? What's your job like? Do you enjoy your job? Is this just something that you're doing 40 hours a week that you really aren't that passionate about, and it's draining your energy instead of providing you energy and giving you a sense of fulfillment? What's your relationship like? Do you have children? You know, we kind of build this picture of who they are.
Right.
And then we go even a bigger step further. And what I take is what I call like more of a constitutional history, where I ask, like, what was your mother's pregnancy like with you? You know, what was the energy like when you were even, before you were even in this world? Was it chaotic? I mean, Karen, you'd be surprised some stories I hear from women that their mother was raped when she was pregnant with them, for instance. That can have a pretty traumatic effect on the woman carrying the child, of course, and that child themselves that doesn't even know what's going on. Everything is energy. And so sometimes I don't have crazy stories like that, but they do sadly happen. And it's when I create that big picture to know who they were coming into this world and why they might be manifesting X, Y, or Z condition today in the present world, what's led up to that moment. And it's through that information that I can provide the most help, because I don't have a protocol for PMS. I don't have a protocol for headaches or menopausal symptoms. It's just a matter of the person sitting in front of me, what's going to be the most helpful for them.
Yeah. And I think what's amazing is that they physically don't have to be sitting in front of you, that they can actually do this virtually with all of our amazing technology that we have available today. Sorry, my husband just came in, so you'll hear some beeps and stuff. But that was something, because I'm in Texas, you're in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I want our listeners to know that, you know, if during our conversation today, you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's me, or I really think that I could learn or benefit from talking to Christy, I want you to reach out, because she can work with you and help you virtually and long distance. So
yeah, absolutely. And actually something I've been doing more recently is, some energy work, which I can do remotely. I'll be honest, it's a little bit of a new territory for me. It's taken some practice in trusting that I'm able to do that. But the few times that I've done it for people so far, they've actually had really amazing results from not even ever being in front of a person. And so that's been really exciting. And I'll do a demo with you later on to show what we can kind of do just in the logical sense as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, because that's something I have learned about through coaching, especially, and then just life, living life, 50 years on the earth, you learn and figure out that, yeah, we truly are energetic beings. Our body is, you know, the nerves and the things that we feel is the energy in our bodies. And that's why I believe our soul goes on, because, you know, the physical body, the shell, may get tired and break down and stop, but the energetic soul being that we were created to be is still present. So and it's also that we we learn over the course of our lives that there are things, you know, we get balled up in knots and, you know, our muscles and tendons and, you know, that restricts the way that our energy can flow through our body. Mm-hmm. And the energy that goes from our brain to our muscles and all of the things that happen, and acupressure points and all of those things that Chinese medicine has known for centuries. And, you know, before they had all of the machines that we have, they knew that this was here. So there's so much truth to that. And it's so exciting. Yeah.
I love when mainstream or like Western medicine comes up with some brilliant new finding that they've come up with in the last couple of years. And it's like, we as holistic practitioners or in Chinese medicine have known this for decades or sometimes even centuries. And we're like, okay, well, I'm glad that you finally caught up.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, you're right. And this is how we've been doing this for centuries.
Yeah. Like, that's the new thing is that vitamin D is helpful for your immune system. It's like, yeah, we've really known that for a really long time now. And so I'm really thrilled that this is becoming more mainstream. So anybody listening, if you're not on a vitamin D supplement, at the very least, I would encourage you to get your levels tested and consider supplementing, especially with the current coronavirus situation. It's one of the best defenses that we have.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. So someone that's under... I know that I'm probably the only one out there, so we'll just assume it's me, but that's under a lot of stress. Maybe they're going through these life changes of career changes, or maybe they're affected by, their position being affected by COVID. So now they're working at home and they're homeschooling and, we're moving my dad in, so, you know, things that are happening as we age and life happens. Internet's acting weird. Hang on. I'm switching over.
Oh, you froze a second.
Sorry. Now I'm switching over to a better internet. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what are some things that you could recommend for stress to help people deal with stress? What are the things that you suggest?
So there's a few things. Stress is so multidimensional. And so when we say the word stress, we all immediately think of the emotional stress that we're under. Relationship stress, job stress, COVID stress, e-learning stress. And I've got all of those. but we forget about the other kinds of stress that are also impacting our body in a way every day that we don't always think about. So other stressors include things like what we're eating on a regular basis, if we're drinking enough water, if we're getting enough sleep, if we're getting outside and getting some sunlight, falling down the stairs and hurting your knee is a stress to your body. And so cumulatively speaking, and then you add on top of all that the emotional stress that we're always dealing with, that alone, I mean, one of those categories alone would be enough to overflow your body's ability to handle stress. Mm-hmm. So then you start to combine them, and then you add the pandemic. It's like, yeah, we all are dealing with ridiculous amounts of stress on a pretty regular basis. And so frequently, depending on the person's body and what they were dealing with, I'll recommend adrenal supplements. The adrenals are the glands in your body that handle all the stress, no matter where it comes from. So whether it's structural stress or nutritional stress or emotional stress, the adrenals handle everything. And one of the ways that people will sometimes know that they have adrenal stress is, you know, there's a couple different things that come up. You're craving sugar all the time, mm-hmm. or you're craving salt all the time. You have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, or you have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, but then come 11 o'clock at night when you're supposed to go to sleep, you get this other surge of energy. Like now you're ready to start your day. That's backwards. So that's a matter of how much cortisol is going through your body at each given time of day. Mm-hmm. And if it's balanced, you wake up at 8 or a little bit earlier and you feel refreshed and ready to start your day. And then it starts to go down the rest of the day. And then by the time it's bedtime, you're ready for bed and you can fall asleep well and you stay asleep well. So frequently supplementation is helpful in these kinds of cases. Bigger than that though, so I always say what we put in our body is of critical importance, but what's also just as important is what we're putting in our minds on a regular basis. So Absolutely. Who are we surrounding ourselves with? The people that we're closest to kind of become who we are. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, if you're always surrounded by negative people, or if you're scrolling through Facebook all the time, inundated with drama and negative information, that's, we're going to take on some of that persona. We just can't help it.
Right.
And so, I frequently tell my patients, I tell family members and friends, shut off the news. Like, it's not worth it. I promise it's not worth it. We're always going to know something about what's going on. We're never going to have a lack of information. Mm-hmm. Anytime you want to know something, you can go look it up, but you don't have to inundate yourself with it. We can be informed without being inundated. And so those are some of the things that I recommend and, you know, tell people to do on a regular basis just to help support themselves. And then we can kind of go into, this will lead into the demo in a minute here. The system that I use, especially when people are in the office, is something called neuroemotional technique. So this system uses muscle testing to determine where someone's body needs the most attention, especially emotionally speaking. So every organ in the body and meridian system in Chinese medicine has an emotion that's correlated with it in that negative sense. So like, for instance, the lungs will hold on to grief. Stomachs sometimes hold on to that like oversympathetic kind of, that sympathy kind of emotion. Kidneys are fear-based. Liver, gallbladders, like anger, resentment. And so we can kind of go on through all these different organs in our body. And so it's through this system that we can identify what organ systems are imbalanced and what emotions are causing that to be the case. And then kind of go back through, find a subconscious belief system that was holding them back in that area and clear it out through some energy work and tapping of the spine. So that's things that we can do in person. Mm-hmm. When you're ready, we can do a little demo of what I can tell people to do on their own when they're feeling.
Yeah, I'm ready. This is okay. Exciting. Perfect timing.
Sure. So, all right. What we can do basically is I want everybody just to kind of think about something that's stressful in their life. I mean, do we want to do something generic like coronavirus right now, since it's in some capacity, it's affecting everyone?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. I'm sure everybody can relate to that.
Right. I mean, so it can be affecting people in multiple different ways. I mean, right. If it's affecting you in the sense that you're concerned financially, or if it's affecting you because your kids are home and you don't know how to do the remote learning thing, or if it's affecting your relationship because you're working from home and you're together too much, think about whatever that is, mm-hmm. that's causing you the most stress about the situation. Okay. And just really feel it. Even give it like a number, so to speak, on a 1 to 10 scale. Like 10 is massive, massive, massive stress. 0, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So put yourself on that spectrum. And then what I'm going to ask you to do is put one hand across your forehead.
Okay.
And there's a couple different ways to do this. We can either put the other hand on our heart, mm-hmm. or we can put the other hand around what I call the pulse points. So our pulse points are right along the wrist, along the thumb side. Mm-hmm. So when one hand is on your forehead, you can wrap around 3 fingers, your pointer, middle, and ring finger. You can wrap them around the thumb side of your wrist.
Mm-hmm. I'll do this and so you can see my face.
That's fine. Either way. So like, this is how we'll do it in the office sometimes. Either way, if you're on the pulse points, you'll actually feel your pulse. Mm-hmm. There. So one hand across your forehead, one hand on your heart or on those pulse points, and just close your eyes and take some deep breaths in and out. And while we do this, think about that stress that came to you. Mm-hmm. And while you breathe, you literally just visualize that stress being lifted off your body, lifted off your mind. sometimes we can do a little bit of self-talk in this procedure where we essentially tell ourselves rationally that it's going to be okay, that we always have, we're capable, and we have the tools and resources at our disposal to get through anything, even in times of stress. But the important thing is really just holding those reflexes and doing the deep breathing. And then eventually, after a few minutes, when you feel that charge come off of those emotions, you can bring your hands down and kind of feel the renewed sense of energy. And generally speaking, those stressors, if they were a 7 or 8 on that 1 to 10 scale before, will likely have come down to at least half just in a few minutes.
Wow.
How did it feel?
That's amazing. Cause yeah, I was thinking for me, it's the transition of my business and how COVID has affected that and how we serve and, you know, we can't get out. And, you know, as a speaker, there's no live events going on. And so, you know, it's just changed the dynamics of everything I do. And I worry about all the things I can't do. Right. And so it was just like, okay, I'm still okay. Everything's still okay. You know, our kids are healthy. Everybody's healthy. And I'm just like thinking about all the positives and just like, I'm still okay. It's going to be all right. And it's just like, yeah. And it's like my hands, I could feel the warmth, you know, cause it's on my body. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just like, yeah. I can, and I'm sure speaking it out loud probably would have been really helpful too. Because sure, I was just thinking it in my head.
Yeah, there's power in so many different ways that we can approach this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could just do a meditation or an out loud affirmation or something, kind of counsel yourself through these things.
Right.
But frequently, like touching your own body and the points on your forehead are emotional vascular reflexes. So sometimes you'll, even if you're sensitive, you can feel the pulse in your head as well. Mm-hmm. And it just, it completes the circuit. And it, I mean, when we're done, the stress isn't different. It's not like anything's changed in our external environment, but our internal environment has shifted and changed. So yeah, then we are then more resilient and more able to handle whatever comes our way.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And it's so easy. Anybody can do that. Even
a few minutes.
Yeah. Even in the midst of a crisis, just take a moment and, you know, it's like you're recentering and just removing the sting of whatever that is.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Thank you for doing that with us.
Of course.
That's awesome. So
this is fun for me.
Well, and when you feel, maybe I should ask this, when you are doing all the things that you're doing, does it feel like work?
It depends, but rarely.
Yeah.
Just when I'm just really present with someone, it's just fun uncovering whatever their body needs to release. And I mean, it's just part of my passion and my soul to help support people on their journeys.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious because it shines through. Love it. Well, we have talked about my health and just the way that stress has evolved in my life. Yeah. And I love that you've shared some ways that they can start identifying, that my listeners can start identifying how stress is showing up in theirs. But I know that you're working on a book. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and kind of what to expect and maybe when to expect it.
Oh, when to expect, it's a great question. definitely by the end of 2021, hopefully sooner. It just kind of depends on where everything kind of goes. Some things are outside of our control. But yeah, so essentially the book is going to be targeted towards newly postpartum women, in overcoming the struggle and those transitions in those early days and early months. Personally, part of my story is I think I had postpartum depression with my first son and never even knew it was there until around when he was 2. Then it suddenly occurred to me, I have been living in a fog. I haven't been present. I haven't been extremely happy for the past 2 years. And it just made me think, like, holy cow, how many other women are going through life in this days where you're really not present for your son's growth, you know, or your relationship or even your work. Like, you know, there's got to be more to life than that. And so that son now, he's 10 years old now. And so it took me 10 years to figure out that I really wanted to put this into book form, that there's just so much that we can do to help ourselves through those early days and early months and years, in addition to supporting our kids as they're growing as well. Because, you know, just from the health standpoint as well, you know, my point is always to, ideally speaking, provide people with holistic tools that they can use to enhance their health without drugs and surgery. So that's also part of the book.
Yeah, I love that. So are there things that women who are expecting now, that so they're currently pregnant, that they can do in advance to maybe avoid some of that?
Great question. I mean,
or does it just happen and you have to handle things as they're happening?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds so cliche, but one of the first things I always think about is just diet and just basic lifestyle things. Mm-hmm. You'd be so surprised how just drinking more water and eating well and exercising, just those big three things, or actually the seven. I call them like the seven best doctors, which mm-hmm. are good diet, water intake, adequate sleep, as well as fresh air, sunlight, exercise, was that seven? And joy in our life. So well-rounded, like these are just the big things. If you start making those things a priority now while you're pregnant, it's unlikely that you're going to have any issues. The first part of the book really just focuses on you, the reader, the new mother, going through this journey, how to support yourself, how to make yourself a priority, because let's face it, I mean, hearing your mom, you know how this goes. If our cup's not full, we got nothing left to give our kids. That's just the way that it is.
I'm writing this down because this is so good.
Yeah, you know, this is something I've struggled with. I mean, I'm pretty sure every mother has ever struggled with this kind of thing.
If she hasn't, she's an amazing super mom and we're all jealous, but I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
It's
just this concept. And I feel like culturally speaking, we've been trained to be these sacrificial lambs who, you know, as soon as we become a mother, okay, myself doesn't matter anymore. There's no part of me left. Everything I have is given to them.
And we're taught that if we take care of ourselves, we're selfish.
Right.
You're bad. Right. You're a bad mom for taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
That's so opposite.
It's not healthy, nor is it sustainable, you know, because I mean, the old phrase of if mom's not happy, nobody's happy. It's kind of true, energetically speaking, you know, in the sense that in my experience, at least, women tend to run the household. Mm-hmm. Our energy sets the stage for how every other person in that house is going to feel balance. Mm-hmm. And if the mom's not present and grounded and happy and joyful, the rest of the people and the children in the house are going to feel it. Mm-hmm. So start with you. It's always my homework.
Yes. Start with you. I love that. Well, we're coming to the end of our time, and I just want to ask you, what else do you want to leave on our listeners' minds and just maybe that little nugget that you want to throw out there that they can follow up with you and learn more about?
Sure. I mean, we cover most everything, honestly. I mean, my biggest passion is just reaching people to help them overcome any struggle they have in their life and do so with ease and grace and, you know, sometimes getting through the messy stuff and just coming out the other end. And I love being that support for people, whether it's something physical and, mm-hmm. you know, biochemical that they just need a supplement or more sleep. Sometimes things are easy. More often than not, there's a more complicated details to get through when overcoming some kind of condition. But one thing that I do that I would love to offer to your listeners is I have a YouTube channel. It's called Dr. Christy Cares, because it's very true. I do. I care deeply about not only my patients and my family and my friends and their health, but I care about the world. I mean, I believe that there's a collective consciousness that we all try to, if we raise the vibration of as many people as we can reach on this planet, the world's going to be a better place, and, you know, feel that as well. So I do weekly videos on that channel, and they're really short. So it's one of those things I purposely made them short so that there's no excuse for people not to be able to listen 5 minutes or less generally is what I've shot to do.
I love that.
And just weekly videos to, you know, provide a new health tip or a health nugget or something.
That's awesome. And it's Dr. Christy, CHRISTY, Cares. Yes.
Cares. Yep.
Perfect. Well, we'll make sure that that link is in our podcast notes. And so people can just link up right over. But I wrote down some things like stress is multidimensional, be informed, not inundated, 7 tips to have the best, healthiest, and happiest life. Start with the 7 best doctors and to start with you.
Yeah.
I love this. You've been so, so helpful today. And I know that people are going to just have all of these golden nuggets and all of these mic drop moments that happen today. So they can, we try to keep our podcast short for that same reason. Like if you're just, you know, driving to the grocery store, you can listen 15 minutes in the beginning and 15 minutes in the end and just meet some amazing people here like Dr. Christy, and you have been so helpful for me. I can't wait to continue working with you and learning more. And I just can't wait for my listeners to tap in and learn from you as well. And we'll all tune in to Dr. Christy Cares and add that to our morning routines and our health routines to learn more. So thank you so much for moving rocks for me, for my listeners, and for just being an amazing person to this make this world a better place.
Well, and thank you for the same. Thank you again for having me. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for doing all you do and for moving rocks for all the women who are listening and probably even not listening, because we know we have an impact greater than That's we can right. even know.
That's awesome. We're in it together, sister.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christy.
I don't know about you, but that was so much fun, and I loved sharing that interview with you. So if you would love to hear more interviews like this one, please like and follow us, because we have some amazing guests coming up. And if you'd love to be on the episode or love to recommend someone to be on the Rock Movers, please connect with the link in the show notes. I'm all about sharing amazing people. I love meeting new people who are changing the world around them or moving rocks. So again, thanks for staying. Thanks for being a part of my world. And thanks for making a difference. Until next time, see you later. Thank you.